Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm joined by guest co-host Joanna Angel, and we're answering all of your love and sex questions. Need to know what to do when your partner wants to explore her sexuality? Are you struggling to stick with long-term monogamy? Feeling frustrated about your lack of orgasm? We've got answers. Plus, one of my favorite topics, tips for mind-blowing cunnilingus. Enjoy the show. My friends at Joe recently asked me which of their products was my favorite. Obviously, that's really hard to say. They have so many options. I mean, am I supposed to pick the organic? I mean, I like that, the silicone, the flavored. So they're watching me struggle to pick just one. And then they interrupted and said, okay, Emily, if you could make your ideal lube, what would it be? Well, what a question. But then it got intense. They said they would actually make it. That's right. They would make a lube that I want. This is literally a dream come true for me. So I said yes, but on one condition. They had to consider your input as well. So here's the deal. I need you to help me create my dream lube. To be a part of my dream team, go to sexwithemily.com/dreamlube and take our short survey. With your input, Joe will create the next great lube in their amazing lineup. To sweeten the deal, Joe is giving away prize packages to 10 lucky participants. I know you're thinking, but Emily, that's going to take a while and I need lube now. No problem, hot pants. Go to my store on sexwithemily.com and shop the entire Joe collection, including the amazing Natural Love USDA Certified Organic Family. Couldn't be any easier. Buy Joe lube for now. Take the survey to create my dream lube for later. It's all on sexwithemily.com right now.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can find out all the ways to connect with us. It's actually Sex with Emily across the board on all social media, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, facebook.com/sexwithemily. Gosh, just everywhere. And we also really appreciate when you subscribe to the show. It really, really helps the show and makes your life easier. And also when you review us on iTunes. We love that too. So, yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in. And I'm so excited to have Joanna back as my co-host today. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? You look so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You look beautiful.
Thank you. How have you been?
Doing okay. It's been like a super busy month.
What's going on?
I've just been doing a lot of appearances. You know, it comes and goes.
Right.
And, you know, I'm 35 years old. I don't know how much longer these appearances are going to last
Come
for.
Come on. Come so on. Who's
I don't
never,
say no
who's
to any
wanna
of
see? Everyone's always going to see Joanna Angel. For people who might not know who Joanna Angel is, tell them about your who you are.
Who I am?
Who are you, Joanna Angel?
I call myself a porntrepreneur.
Porntrepreneur. That's yeah. Amazing. Okay. I love it.
I guess I'm a director and performer, company owner of a company called Burning Angel. In the adult industry, and I've been here for about 13 years.
Yeah.
Jeez, time
goes
by long
time.
So fast.
I know, burningangel.com, got to check it out, and Instagram at Joanna Angel, Twitter at Joanna Angel, mm-hmm. And you post a lot of sexy photos, and what's going on with you, if they want to come see, what's your next appearance?
I will be, it's going to be a crazy weekend. Friday night on October 28th, I'm going to be in New York at Sapphire. It's a strip club, and I'll just be there for one night. And then the next day, I take a plane and I fly to Vegas.
Fun.
And I'm going to be at Chateau, the nightclub. I'm there Saturday night. And then October 30th and 31st, I'm at the Hustler Club.
Oh, here?
Oh, no. In Vegas.
In Vegas. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's fun. Halloween.
Yeah. So I'll be in Vegas all of Halloween.
Okay.
So
that doesn't suck.
Fun. No, that definitely doesn't suck.
I kind of want to be there.
You should come.
I know. What are you going to do?
I would give you a lap dance.
You would?
I could give you a lap
dance. Can we talk about that? Do Do you do lap dances?
I do lap dances.
Okay. Yeah, well, I have to tell you about my weekend that I just had.
Okay.
So
did you go to a strip club?
I did. No. I went to Sheila Kelly's S Factor retreat. Do you know Sheila Kelly?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. So like 17 years ago, she started S Factor. Did you remember when like all the pole dancing studios were popping up and like women like in the suburbs or whatever were going like, I'm going to get into my body. And she's really about, you know, women, her points, like women accepting their body, their femininity, their sexuality. And I just, you know, we've been talking about collaborating on some things. And I just wanted to go experience it. And it was pretty cool. It was in Long Beach. I've never been to Long Beach either. As you know, I don't know my geography. I know, dude.
It's like not that far away.
No, I don't really. I live 2 blocks away.
And this is
I go from my home to Target to the office. And then sometimes office, I'll stop at the home, Whole Foods, and then home, like in this two block radius.
I get it.
Yeah, the gym. So it was just really interesting in teaching about just women, you know, getting into your bodies, following the curve. It's called S Curve, and it's about following the curves of your body. And just all these women have these amazing stories about empowerment and just the way they moved on the poles. Like, can you do the whole pole thing?
Have you? I can. You know, I used to be better at it. I have to say, I've been dancing now for a long time. I mean, I guess, I danced before I got into the adult industry for a little while, and then I kept dancing, and then now I've been feature dancing for a long time. Not quite as good as I used to be, because when I dance now, I just go and I'm there for like 2 days.
Right.
And then I leave, you know? I'm like a featured dancer.
Right.
And
when you are, I want to go see you featured and get it. I would love
when
to get
it. When you are a featured dancer, you only go on stage twice. So when you are a house dancer, you're on stage all night.
Do you practice?
So when I was a house dancer, when it was slow, I used to just go on stage and practice pole tricks. I had like a pole in my apartment and I did take a couple pole classes.
Okay.
But now that when I dance, I'm only on stage twice in a night, I'm not going to try out a new trick.
Right.
When it's like,
you're like, I got my
and
jam.
They put all the smoke machine.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Everybody welcome, you know, so I play it safe and I can really like with my eyes closed, like very, no matter how drunk I am, I can very perfectly do two pole tricks.
Oh,
so I just
one.
Do those two token ones.
I'm going to get one for the office.
And I kind of stick to those.
Oh, really? Okay.
I know it's one of those things, if I would have stuck with it, I probably could have been really good because I had a natural ability and I'm pretty strong and I like doing it, but I just, you know,
but here's
one of those things.
Totally. But here's the thing that I learned, that these women are like, you know, it's really about, you know, feeling sexy again. So many women shut down our femininity. We don't even know what it means to feel sexy and to be sexy. And even myself, who I'm a sexual person and I know how to feel sexy. I feel like day-to-day life sometimes not be putting it out there.
In general is about feeling sexy.
Right.
Pole dancing is about having upper body strength.
Right. Well, stripping in general. So you strip too. So I was on the pole for 5 seconds. It was about the strip movements and all that, following the curve. Like, so you must have, you do it on your site and everything.
I do it all the time.
It's a
funny thing.
Right? What do you think? It gives you probably a lot of confidence too.
It does. It's a lot. I really did learn how to be a confident woman at a strip club.
That's the thing. Really, and people don't look at that side of it.
I had no idea what to do the first time I went on stage. I was super awkward. I was like, I don't know what to do. And someone was like, just pick like your favorite song and just dance.
And dance slowly though, right? Move your body.
I dance kind of fast. I look like a crazy person, but that's my own sexuality out in its own way.
There's right way to do it.
I flip my hair around a lot. Yeah. Stick my fist in my mouth and I kind of drool all over myself.
That's
crazy up there. Yeah.
See, I felt like I could, and your eyes aren't really open. Like, I felt like I could get into it. And it's a really cool, and I just thought
it's fun.
Women, I want to do
really
it.
Fun.
I really do. Like, I'm going to start tripping.
A lot of it's just like picking music that makes you feel sexy.
Well, that's
different for everyone. You know,
exactly.
For me, it happens to be like metal, like makes me feel like, I think because when I was younger, I used to masturbate and watch hair metal videos on MTV. So I think that was I think the first thing I ever got aroused by was Nikki Sixx and Bret Michaels.
Well, that's the thing. You go back to your early stages.
So I think that's why when I dance, I like to get that out of me. I just put on metal because it makes me feel I own this place, you know, I don't know. It just brings the slut out. I don't know. It does. Other people really like putting on The Weekend or really slow.
I like hip hop, I realized.
And,
I didn't know it until she would play songs and you'd go up to the song that made you feel good. And I was oh my God, this is my song.
Yeah.
And so it's all about whatever song or music brings it out in you. And I learned so much. I thought it was very cool. And I thought it could be a really helpful. It's called S Factor. They have it all over the country. Yeah. I thought it was interesting.
And you got to let go.
Let go.
You got to just let go. And the The good thing was, I mean, when I did first start dancing, I was like, I don't know what to do. And then I just remember someone there was like, as long as you're naked, no one here is going to give a shit if you're a good dancer or not. And I think that was like a nice safe zone for me where I was right. like, okay, as long as I get naked at some point, no one's going to care.
Exactly. And, was there a point with like, take it off and you weren't naked yet? Or were they, directing you?
No, they really don't care. I mean, you know, when you're a stripper, all the money you make's really up to you. Right. So no one really cares if you don't make anything, you know?
Right.
So I just kind of figured it out and I made it up as I went along. And it really does feel great. It does.
Like it felt. I felt
feeling.
So great, and I loved all the women. And so I'm going to get a stripper pole
really
in here, Madison. We're going
to
get
to hip hop.
That's my thing.
That would be.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
What song?
I don't know. It was like some Kanye song. I can't remember what it was. She was like, I loved it. It was like, I was like, oh my god, this is it. I wouldn't have known.
I could see it.
And she talks about these erotic archetypes. Like we all have our own like erotic creature, and that we you can figure out what it is. And I didn't know what mine was, but then I figured out that mine is the, let's find out.
What is it?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to find it out. This might not make sense, everybody, but there's like the joyful playmate. So what she does is she takes all of your emotions because she's like, no emotions are bad, right? So if we've got, there's 10 emotions. We've got love, joy, surprise, nurturing, courage. Those are like light emotions. Dark emotions, sadness, fear, anger, shame, disgust. And then she goes into these, she had people go on stage because she's got all these dancers and these women who work for, you know, who have been there, and they all like showed what that meant. And so there was the joyful playmate. They're like light, celebratory, playful. There's the naughty provocateur. That's more about shame and rebellion, rebellious, provocative. It's like the way you dance, troublemaker. There's the dangerous challenger. If you're like angry, steaming, mad, raging, kill or be killed. Deep soulful siren. Kind of like soulful music, magnetic, soulful, deep well of emotion. So the women that would get there are much more like feeling things and slow, you know. And then there was the shy, reluctant enigma, fear, tentative, shy, vulnerable, mysterious. But they're all sexy and they're all
they're
how
all
these
sexy
women
in
feel
their
sexuality.
Way. It's true.
So I am the naughty provocateur, apparently.
Naughty provocateur. So what does that mean?
It means like I'm rebellious, provocative, troublemaker. wants to, shame. Because I'm sort of like naughty, provoking, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe you're more dangerous, you think? Challenging? What would you be?
Yeah, maybe.
Are you soulful? I see you as more like a mad
soulful.
Raging because you're talking about the, you're more, because you're like heavy metal. You're probably more like the, I wish I could think of the songs that went with all these. Anyway, it was just a fascinating journey into like the feminine because in so many ways now that we do shut down the feminine energy, you know, society does. And so it was interesting for me. So I'm now going to accept your lap dance and maybe I'll do one for you.
Yeah.
But also it is Halloween. So all month long, we have been taking the freak out of freaky sex because Halloween, we know all that, but we are saying like people feel like freaky is bad and there's so much shame, confusion, embarrassment around what people into behind closed doors. They always want to know if they're normal and I don't want anyone to feel bad about what turns them on. We are looking, you know, we all month long, like ways people can explore their sexuality.
As long as it's legal.
As long as it's legal and it makes you feel good and you're not hurting anybody or yourself. Fetish, fantasy, you know, so check out our website and blog. We still have a week left and we're doing a month long giveaway. Just email us, what's your hottest fantasy? Like that one thing that
just
always
really
turns you on. That one thing. Or your go-to thing that you think about when you're masturbating, which I'm going to ask you in a minute. So email us feedback@sexwithemily.com for a chance to win one of the three sexy prizes. One will be a magic wand original. Who doesn't want that if you don't have one? Duh. Okay, so we've been talking a lot about this, about how... again, a lot of us have core erotic themes, kind of like these erotic creatures, but we have things that like our go-to fantasy that we've had for a while or that maybe it's changed over time. Like when you're masturbating or getting turned on, is there like a image or a scene, even if it's something you don't want to happen, but do you have like a go-to?
Does it say something about my personality? Is I usually...
No?
Nothing. I think about... I mean, I guess a lot of people do that where you kind of have like a little spank bank, you know? Like you go back to like a memory.
Like, so you go back to something that's happened in the past.
Yeah, I go back to something that's happened in the past.
Right.
I don't imagine a fantasy that
hasn't
happened. But I'm also fortunate where I've had a lot.
You've had
a lot of fantasies in my life. I think when I was really young, you know, before I had much to think about, I would just think about like, scenes in like stupid 80s movies.
Exactly. But at least you've had an active mind like that.
Yeah.
Like a lot of, I didn't really. Like I've had to really like work on, I mean, I get turned on, but I don't have like a go. Think about women. Like I always like lesbian porn, girl on girl. Like that's kind of my, but there's not,
Do you masturbate to lesbian porn?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Don't a lot of women? Yeah, I do. It's kind of that's my go-to always. Is but it? Like, yeah. But I'm trying to elaborate on it. I'm trying to explore.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot. This has been my year of, I'm taking like training, somatica therapy. Did I tell you about this? It's sex therapy training.
No.
I'm going to San Francisco next week. It's really interesting. It's a whole nother thing. But I've been learning. I've just been, you know.
You're learning. You're
just
expanding
like you. You've
your
evolved.
Mind,
you've been doing yours for 13 years. Your company's changed a lot. Yeah. You know, you were performing mostly and now you're directing and performing. You know how it is. So I'm just like taking pole dancing.
Yeah.
You know, gonna do it.
No, you're learning like all different sides of sex.
It's
and I think
fun.
That's really interesting. But I think what usually when I masturbate, there's like, I don't know, one particular threesome I had with my with my boyfriend.
Tell me.
And
can you tell me about it?
Yeah. And it just seems to be where I go to.
What's
think it just
what
kind
happened
of sums
that night?
Up like because it's a threesome with a partner, it's like my like hopeless romantic side
right.
gets satisfied, and then because it was like a threesome with, you know, with another woman, it just kind of satisfies all like it's like dirty.
But what was it
but
about
still
this?
Sensual.
Because it's not your first threesome with them, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So what was it about this threesome?
You know, me and this particular girl just really, really, really attracted to each other, and it was very like, I don't know, because I'm so attracted to her and my boyfriend is like really into it. So he was like super turned on when like me and her were doing
right.
stuff. She's just also, I like would call her this like threesome pro because she was really good at like
making
pleasing
everyone happy.
Two people at once. I get like lazy sometimes.
Right.
I don't know if lazy is the right word.
I know what you
selfish,
mean.
You know, when,
like
when I'm
house.
Having sex with more than one person at a time, I tend to like, kind of just sit back and be like, oh, okay, everybody do things to me now.
Right.
I stop putting in effort.
And she's
and
cool
she
with that.
Was like really like on top of like pleasing two people at once, like the entire time.
Oh my God.
And it was really awesome.
Is she available?
I know, right?
Yeah, I
and
love
she
it.
Was really, I don't know, me and her were just super attracted to each other. And we don't even know each other that well. And that's why a lot of times when couples ask me for advice about threesomes, and they're like, well, there's this girl and we've been talking to her and she's been to dinner a few times and this and that. I always think the best threesomes are with like people you don't know that well.
Right.
You
I agree.
Know?
That's how exactly
well, sometimes when you know someone really well, like then it.
You'd rather
I
agree.
Thing, you get into the friend zone.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. No, it's true.
Yeah.
I agree. Like because when I've had threesomes and it's true. It's always when it was someone I didn't know that well and they were amazing. It was so great when it wasn't. Yeah, you're not attached. And
yeah,
the guy
you're
I was
not
dating.
Attached. You don't. You know, everybody kind of knows what's going on and it's just,
right. Don't pick
you know,
your like best friend.
More about the physical aspect
right.
than any like
exactly
anything, like mental going on. That just is what works for me.
Do you get a lot of questions
different.
About threesomes? I do too. I'm
all
sure you
all the time.
Yeah. What's your like best threesome advice? Top threesome advice? Like I guess the question you get asked the most and then how you answer it.
I think I don't really even know what the how to I think the best advice I give people is just once it starts, everything goes. Once you start making like you every time you kiss her, you have to kiss me. Every time you do this, you have to do this. Like I've like talked to men who are very threatened by like the girl liking the other girl more than him or girls being worried that like the guy, like you can't start to like divide the time like on a scorecard.
Right.
Like you got to just let it flow.
It's a dance. It's like a dance.
It
you
is.
Can't
you
can't overthink
let
it.
Flow. And there might be one person getting fucked the whole time and one person, you know, like everybody has to kind of get off on the other people getting off and it can't be like a
you're
thing
not
where
taking,
it's like,
yeah, you're not taking
once
like
you
score.
Get to that place in your head where you're like, oh my God, what about me? I'm being left out. Like, it's a nightmare.
Right.
It's not a fun threesome anymore. And I like to tell people I've been there. You know, I've had threesomes with different partners and I've had other threesomes with random people. And I have felt like that girl that felt left out. And that didn't mean that because that's something that just meant the energy wasn't right. You
right.
Know?
Exactly.
Like I wasn't on the right.
Doesn't mean you're like not attractive.
Right
doesn't
yeah.
mean you're a bad person.
No. And it doesn't even necessarily mean they did something wrong.
Exactly.
If anything, I did something wrong by choosing to have a threesome with people that maybe I shouldn't have,
right.
you know, whatever. And you know, I try to make people know, like, I'm not some sexual superhuman. I've had the same, quote, crazy feelings that all other women
yeah,
have.
Yeah, we
you know?
Get jealous.
Like, we get jealous. We get upset. We get angry. There's some days we're in the mood to do things. Some days you're not in the mood to do things. Like, I'm not you know, I try to get the point across to all women that, like, I'm not, like...
Right, you're not,
I wasn't
like
born with
there is
some
no such
superpower.
Thing. Right,
yeah.
There is no such thing as a super... And you still got on stage 13, 15 years ago, yeah. And you had to strip, like, everyone, you didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
and you can
exactly.
cultivate your sexuality and your sexual feeling comfortable with your body
yeah.
and all
that. But, yeah, definitely with threesomes, you've got to just... Once you start, just everything goes, and you have to... You have to think about yourself getting off, but you also need to be excited about the act that's happening, you know, and like just don't
stay
be like
in the moment.
Yeah, just be like, just get in there and have fun, okay. You know.
Good advice. And then also I get asked about finding a third.
What? I mean, that's a tough thing.
That is
because
tough.
It's just like when you're finding a relationship, you
that's
find it when
too.
You're not looking.
Exactly. That's true too. Just know that
when
that's
you
what
look
you're
too
for.
Hard, you don't want to be that couple that's like
on the prowl.
That's creepy, you know, like where it's like too much.
Right.
And then people get uncomfortable.
Right. There's good sites now, I guess.
Like, there are. Yeah. Like, I mean, I feel like now you can just kind of put it out there.
Okay, Cupid. Yeah. Think you, something okay, on
I
it.
I mean, there's Tinder and
Tinder.
I mean, Grindr. There's got to be, I'm sure, websites right. that are specifically.
We've talked
for
about
that.
It. Yeah.
And parties that are specifically.
Yeah,
that.
There
but
are
sometimes
parties.
The feeling's just right. I usually say if you are dealing with your with a heterosexual male female couple, just let the girl pick someone.
Exactly. Just right. Don't. This is not
I'm sorry
one area
if that
to
sounds
fight.
Sexist or something.
It's true.
The guy is gonna be okay.
He's gonna be fine. If she's attracted to it, you're gonna be exactly. That's yeah. very good advice.
Let the girl
okay.
find someone.
Thank you. I like it. Okay, let's give a quick shout out to our sponsors. Then I'm so glad you're here because we've got some really good emails.
Yay.
Today that we're gonna
I
answer.
I love emails.
Yay. Okay.
I love hearing what people have to say.
Aww, you're good at helping. Okay, yeah. Well, big shout out and we'll be right back. I know there's more to life than looks. It's what's on the inside that matters. I've heard it. I get it. But I'm not going to lie. A good hair day can make everything better. It really does. But here's the thing. I loathe going to a salon for hours to do my hair color. It's just a waste of time. And I tried to do it myself with a home kit and the results, they weren't pretty. Not only was my hair completely the wrong color, but my bathroom was covered in stinky hair dye that is still there. It's stained. Like every time I look at it, I think, oh, that was the bad hair dye problem. But that was all BMR, before Madison Reed. See, Madison Reed makes luxurious at-home hair color with ingredients you can actually feel good about. Their salon-quality product is the first 6-free permanent hair color, free of ammonia, parabens, resorcinol, PBD, phthalates, and gluten. But enough about what Madison Reed isn't. Let's talk about what it is. Professional quality color available in over 40 shades. If you're anything like me, you have no idea what color your hair actually needs to match. Do you know how many shades of brown there are out there? Like a million. Seriously. But Madison Reed has this super simple online quiz that will help you find the perfect match to your skin tone and hair texture. Their kits are nutrient-rich with keratin, argan oil, and ginseng root. The thick cream color is totally drip-free and smells great. Madison Reed delivers 100% gray coverage and the support of Madison Reed expert colorists who will guide you every step of the way. You can color with total confidence. Satisfaction guaranteed. Oh, and for a limited time, save 10% and get free shipping on your first color kit. Just visit madison-reed.com today and use promo code Emily. Okay, now we're on to emails. You know how much I love hearing from you. Well, now there's a few different ways you can get your question answered on my show, which is so fun. Go to sexwithemily.com. You just click on the Ask Emily tab and you fill out the submission form. So easy. Then on the submission form, you can select that you'd be interested in calling in and having your question answered live on my podcast. Joanna, this is a whole new thing we're doing. So next time you come in, we're going to take some calls. Isn't
really?
That fun? Yeah. Just like radio days, right?
Yeah.
You can also, the third thing you can do is you can also leave me a voicemail, 818-ASK-SWE1. That's 818-275-7931. A couple of ground rules. Keep your message to about 1 minute. Don't include your last name or the names of anyone we're talking about, of anyone you're talking about. And tell us your age and where you're calling from. Okay, that's it. How easy is that? Can't wait to hear from you. And please, like, check that box. We'd love to call you. It'd be awesome. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Ready?
Okay. Congratulations on your new...
system
update,
here.
Yeah.
I know it's fun, right?
Yeah.
We just tried it last week, and it's just starting out. So I next time be yeah. fun. I love to hear from the people because sometimes yeah. there's more questions. You gotta be like, wait a minute, what do you mean by this? But we got some great emails. So hey, Emily, my girlfriend has just recently asked me how I feel about her hooking up with another woman. She's never done it before, and when she asked me this, I'll be honest, I had a difficult time giving my consent. I've been with my girlfriend for over a year now. We've not had sex with each other. She is waiting for marriage. However, we still have an intimate relationship in the bedroom. He hasn't had sex with her yet. Another twist. She's been living in Europe for the past 2 months and will continue to for the next year on a study abroad program. I trust her, but the idea of being intimate with another person, regardless if it's just innocent experimentation with the same sex, is difficult for me to imagine, especially since our own intimacy is struggling with the long distance. I know a lot to unpack here, but any advice on the situation would be greatly appreciated. Thanks so much. Love the show, Josh. He's 25. This is a lot to unpack. Yeah,
this doesn't sound like a good idea.
This is not
good. It sounds like what they need is a break.
Yeah. And they already
have to revisit their relationship when she comes back home.
Right. She's gone for 2 months.
I mean, he was about to say, when you first read the email and you were like, I've been with my girlfriend for, like, I thought he was going to say something like 10 years.
Right.
You know, like, something where it's like, oh, it's been a while.
Right.
Like, we've been monogamous for so long, and now she wants to experiment, like,
over a year. And they haven't had sex.
And who knows how long she hasn't even lived here for.
Exactly. She's been living in Europe for the past 2 months, and will do, though, for another year. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Here's the thing, Josh.
I
know you love her,
but
she might be your first relationship or long-term, and you love her, and I know it's really hard. But you got it. I think you guys got to just let.
She's saving sex for marriage. So she's like religious, but wants to like be like a swinger lesbian type.
I don't
like
she
something's
wants
not adding up here.
Exactly.
It sounds like she's like kind of playing games with him.
It's interesting. Maybe she's being honest about it though. But
yeah, she is.
She's like, exactly. But there always are these contradictions with religion. She might really not want to have sex, but she might also have some.
So what is a woman not considered sex because
exactly
not a penis? That's also
well, you know how these you know it is a penetrative. She's probably an anal maybe and not you know how people.
Yeah.
Are. I don't know. I mean maybe not.
This just sounds like he's like she's not the right one.
Yeah, Josh.
If
right now you're not at the right
only
time.
Been dating for a year and their intimacy is struggling. Like
never
that,
had sex yet.
But they're supposed to still be like
Josh. This is the good time.
Yeah, they're like, supposed to be like. Like fucking all the
time.
You're
not even in the same town for another year in the same country. So,
yeah.
Josh, you got to move on from this one, honey. We both agree.
Yeah, maybe, you know.
Stay in touch.
You're only 25. You could get back together when you're 26 or 27. And
but I would recommend that you just do some dating while she's gone.
Unless you want to like move out to Europe and be with her while she's there.
The other thing is, Josh, even if you weren't having these issues, let's say this was just your scenario and you missed her. You're emailing me because you miss her and you don't know what to do. I would still say she's gone for a year. At your age, at 25, I would say you still should be dating around. You still should be like not like saving yourself for a year, not going out meeting other people because you're in love with a woman who's abroad. I just think that it's a good time in your 20s to date and experiment and figure out who you are. And you're not having sex with her right now. And I just feel like
if she was the one, he would have like... I mean, no offense. You're only 25. Like, I'm sure you have some kind of job, but whatever it is, like, if she was really the one, you would have went with her.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. When you're madly in love, he could go there and study.
He would have gone, or he would have gone there for like a month. I don't know. You know,
right.
I know, like.
It sounds like she's taking her independence
right now.
Pretty,
it's not that hard to pick up and go when you're 25.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
It's just not.
I think that's good advice to me, Josh. I know this isn't easy to hear, but we're in agreement here.
It just doesn't sound like it makes sense right now.
Right. And it's gonna be. I'm not saying it's gonna be easy, but it is time. And maybe you won't want to date for a while. That's okay.
Yeah.
I just think that you got to just be realistic.
Calling her your girlfriend might be a little
bit
delusional right now.
Right.
You know, because you're not really in a relationship. You like have like a texting buddy or whatever.
Right. Well, they were together and she left. But he loves her. I love when you're young. You know, every age is deep. But just take care of yourself and let's look at the cold hard facts. Is she's not around and. You're a virile 25-year-old male. Okay, let's move on. Thanks, Josh, for emailing. Let us know how it goes. Hey, Emily, I discovered your podcast a few weeks ago, and I'm hooked. Not only are the subjects and guests interesting, but the sunshine in your voice is absolutely intoxicating. Thank you. I've been with my girlfriend for 8 years now. We have 2 kids. She's the only woman I've ever loved, and I love our children more than life itself. Here's my question. Although I love my girlfriend, I feel the need to devour almost every woman I see. I don't because obviously that would have consequences, and I certainly don't want to hurt my girlfriend. It's to the point where I avoid interacting with other women because I'm afraid of eventual chemistry and or sexual tension. Also, it kind of goes without saying, but with young kids, our sex life has been on a steady decline. However, I don't think the quality or amount of sex would change my problem. Would you have any comments or suggestions on how I can handle this? Thanks. Keep up the great work, Pierre. So he didn't say his age, but I'm just going to assume they've been together 8 years. The guy on kids have 30s, maybe, yeah. mid-30s. Yeah, 8 years, you love your girlfriend, and he's having that itch. They've got two small kids. The sex isn't happening as much, which, people, I just want you to understand, this is normal. This will happen in your relationship. If you have kids, your sex life's going to change. It will never be what it was. And so this is something that you guys have to turn towards each other and talk about. What are we going to do to bring our sex life back, to keep it going, to keep the intimacy going? Because this is what's going to happen. You're going to want to go out and sleep with other people. Unless you want to open up your relationship, you certainly...
Like relationships shouldn't be opened up.
Right.
When things are bad.
No, exactly.
Relationships should be opened up when things are good.
Exactly. You know? So
when things get messy. Right.
Absolutely. So you don't want it open up here. You love your girlfriend. So what you have to do is all that energy and that just toil in your mind about, I can't go out, I can't talk to women, I'm just going to want to like be all over them. You got to take all that and put it inward and towards your relationship and say, how can my wife and a girlfriend and I get this back? Like, you know, she might be having some hormonal things going on. You know, she's taking care of the kids, she's tired. But it's about talking about it and recognizing, like, okay, we're not having as much sex as we once were.
Yeah, you have to just admit it,
people don't want to talk about it.
It's a difficult thing, because then if you over talk about it, then all the excitement is gone and it's hard to force. But then if you don't talk about it, it becomes this weird elephant in the room.
Right.
I don't have kids, so I've never been in that situation, but I've been in situations that were similar.
Yeah, because you're with someone for a while and you live with them.
Yeah, and sex also, I mean, my boyfriend is a performer, and I kind of dragged him into the porn industry.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, now he does porn.
Does he do business cards anymore? Because he was really good at that.
He still does that.
I met him 10 years ago. He did business cards. Yeah.
So I kind of like forgot, like, when guys who do porn, they have to like save their sexual energy sometimes, mm-hmm. you know? So, like if he has to be on set at 9 o'clock in the morning, we can't have sex like the night before. Right. We just can't. We could have sex, but him not come, but that's like not really fun, you know? And like, so when that started happening, when he first started doing porn, like we had to start scheduling our sex life, you know, which sounds really unromantic, but it was kind of like either that or a week could just go by and we wouldn't have sex. And then I'd be like grumpy. And then, it became this weird thing. So like, we found a solution. We talked about it. We were open about it, you know, and I am not a jealous one, but I don't do that many scenes anymore. So he would have like 7-8 scenes in a row, day after day after day. And then like, I'm, you know, like at home, like kind of doing the businessy stuff. And then he's like having sex. And of course on Twitter, everybody's posting about like, oh my God, I had the greatest sex today with so-and-so and blah, 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 blah. And like,
that's a whole lot for a woman. Yes.
It is. It's a lot. Even a very open-minded, you know, whatever woman. And then to not be having sex on top of that will drive anyone insane.
Yes.
So it got, you know, we sat down and he acknowledged like, you know, it was a problem too. And also he was kind of thrown into this and he's like, I did porn because you told me to do porn. And now I'm just trying to not embarrass you and do a good job, you know? So what do you want me to do? But I can't
fuck all night
the night before and then show up on set like I'm not gonna be able to get a boner. I kind of forgot. Girls can fuck all the time. Guys,
exactly.
It's like
they
different.
Just can't like write their equipment.
Yeah. So we schedule it.
Right.
We schedule it. We're like, and we stick to that schedule. Like, I don't care.
You're like Saturday night. You're not working Sunday.
It's true. Or it's just like, okay, as soon as he gets his call time, like you have to be on set at 9 a.m. That means we have to have sex before like noon, you know, because nighttime sex is going to be out of the question, and we stick to it.
You have to. I mean, because Pierre, I think like with Pierre and his wife, like there, she might, you know, it's been on a steady decline, you said. Well, you have young kids, so you got to figure out, when does she want to have sex? Like maybe she's thinking, you know, I never do.
Maybe there's a time.
You don't
have to have like a 3-hour marathon.
No.
Like sometimes you,
it's cuddle. Sex. It could be intimate. It could be a massage. It could be mutual masturbation. But you guys, there's
like
you
take
gotta
a
do
10 minute
together.
Break in the middle of the day and just
And make sure that you're doing things to support her emotionally. She might not even know what she needs right now. You know, maybe, I don't know how bad it's got, not bad, but you're saying it's in a steady decline. A lot of times couples, here's what you guys got to know. It gets worse and worse. Over time, it will get harder and harder to talk about. So the sooner you nip it in the bud, you're like, babe, I love you. I'm attracted. Like, what can we do? And your sex life can be renewed. It can be rebuilt in a new way like you never thought it was before. But that goes with talking about, what does she need right now? She might be like, I don't know. Nothing turns me on. You know, maybe she needs some more. You know, maybe you guys can, you need someone to watch the kids, first of all, for a night, like, even. So many couples have small kids and they're like, oh, the kids are 10. We've never spent a night away from the kids. No, you need, like, at least out of the, if you can do that, have someone come watch the kids.
It's just a couple hours. Yeah, something. Couple hours, like, go to, like, a nice hotel and, like, order room service and fuck. And,
right,
like,
exactly. You know, like, yeah, what makes her feel sexy? Maybe it was, like, taking a bath, like, all these things, but you got to find out. I'm sure you can remember some things at the beginning that you did, but so it's really not about how handling your desire for other women. It's about handling, like, how to rebuild the desire in your relationship.
Don't open up the relationship when the relationship's not working. It's going to be terrible. Your wife will be, it will make it.
No. And she'll cheat.
If she finds out, which she will one day, like, she will literally, like, like, never feel sexy again.
Right.
You know,
Pierre,
like,
this is temporary. This is what I say, is that this is temporary. This is normal. I don't often use the term normal. This is typical in relationships. It's going to happen more so than not. So know that you're in that wave. Life is a cycle. It's the ups and downs in life. It was always up, you know, you're always having amazing sex. Like, God, what would we all be talking about? And I wouldn't have it. I wouldn't even think it was true, because that is, nothing's great all the time. Life is, there's always going to be struggles in life. So this is where you guys are at now in your relationship, and you're going to tackle it head on. That's what you're going to do. You're going to make this your priority, because without sex, you are just roommates, and that's your new peer. Okay, you'll get through it. All right. Hi, Emily. I love your show and everything you do to enhance sex positivity. I'm a 23-year-old bisexual female who got out of my first relationship 2 years ago. Since then, I've enjoyed exploring a handful of FWB situations, friends with benefits, and I'm very happy doing so. However, I've recently noticed a theme emerging. It's nearly impossible for me to orgasm. When I'm on my own, no problem. But when someone else holds the reins, it takes so long that I end up telling them to give up before they're totally exhausted. I've always been difficult to get off. It can take me up to 40 minutes, but my ex managed to do so, so I know it's possible. I'm also a squirter, so I think that adds to my self-consciousness. I've been told to get out of my head, but that's easier said than done when I'm so focused on this goal. Not to say I don't enjoy sex otherwise, but I notice it makes my partners feel inadequate. What can I do other than taking care of both them and myself in the same sitting to make things easier, get out of my head? Thanks so much, Laurel, 23, Atlanta. So bisexual, she got out of her first relationship and she has friends with benefits, I'm guessing with men and women, and she can't orgasm.
Women have hard.
Yeah, hello. That's normal. Typical,
that
too.
That's typical.
Yeah. So she wants to get out of her head. She could do it once with
her
other partner.
Like, she's a bit of a control.
Yeah. Freak. How do you mean? This is something that we talk a lot about on the show, and it really is. So what if you're a squirter, first of all? Embrace that. Love
that.
Yeah,
that's
up.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's that's
great.
Hot.
Yeah. It's great that you're a squirter. And what's wrong with, like, showing them what you need? Like, you're 23 years old. I'm wondering if you're with the partner and you're not happening, like, maybe you take it in your own hands, or you place their hands over yours, or you use toys.
Yeah. You have to know your angle. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you obviously know where it is.
Right.
Maybe it's just more like communication.
Yeah.
During sex.
Exactly. When she's on her own, no problem. So here's the good news, Laurel. Like we said, a lot of women struggle with orgasm at some different points in their lives or all the time. You at least have an orgasm. We have a lot of women who've never had one. You know how to have an orgasm. So take whatever that is into the situation with your partner, whether it's man or a woman. Is it your hands? Is it lube? Is it toys? Is it watching porn together? But it's never too soon to do it either. Even if you're dating casual right now and friends with benefits, I mean, even a one-night stand can be amazing when you communicate your needs. Mm-hmm. And just think about it. The next time, why don't I get out of her head? Mm-hmm. But when you're masturbating, like, if you can get into your body and really be thinking about, like, even from a cellular level and you're not in your head, but you're like, this feels good, that feels good. And you have, like, muscle memory, and then you'll be able to, like, transfer that into the bedroom.
Yeah. Draw a map. Hand it to everyone.
Right. A map of the clitoris. It's so true, right? Jesus. Just do that.
Here you go.
Okay, here's the next question. I love this question, and it's a short one, mm-hmm. but I know we can nail it.
Okay.
Hi, Emily. Please tell me how I can give a woman good oral sex. Kind regards, Michael 61, Australia.
Aww.
You know what?
A giver.
Yeah. How can I give a good woman good oral sex? we're all different. I got to tell you.
We are all different.
But so he's 61. I think it's always a good time to learn how to give oral sex. So first of all, you got to pay attention to her body. You got to slow down. You want to figure out what feels good for her. You don't want to rush to it. So make sure there's like foreplay and you're kissing and you're like teasing her. And like the slower that you go making your way down to her vagina, the better. What would you say?
I think when you find when a girl starts twitching or whatever, like when she starts doing something when she gives a sign that that's good,
right.
Stay there and don't move.
Right.
Stay in that one spot.
Sometimes
it's like someone can be in the right spot for me and they just like move over like a quarter of an inch and I'm like, ah!
Right.
Move back.
Go back. It's so true.
So I think when the girl starts like being like, ah, when she's starting to feel good, just stay there. Some guys like get overconfident. They're like, yeah. And then they just start moving around faster and faster. Right.
Or they go harder. Like you're like, that feels really good. And they go faster.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, that felt good. That rhythm, that pressure, that motion.
Yeah. Just keep doing it. And I think that's important.
That is really important. It's funny. That came up on the show a few weeks ago. I think Jamie was saying that, who works here. We did a staff show and she was like, yeah, I just wish guys would just stay.
Just stay there. Yeah. And, that feels good. Doesn't mean move around. That feels good means stay there. Yeah.
But Michael, also, I would say a big part of it is the buildup, it is the teasing. So like I know like when a guy's like delaying or you go over her pants at first, like make sure you just don't like rush into it. And then you want with your tongue even too, you go slow. Like you go slowly, like you can like lick around like her vulva, like her legs. Like I like all the teasing and the buildup.
No, it feels really
and then
good.
You go into
Every
it. Yeah, like butter, right? Don't they? Yeah, they butterfly, do. The lick, like the little like, is it butter? I don't even know. Yeah. Your tongue, like light flicks.
Yeah.
Use
your fingers. Flat tongue.
Use your fingers.
I like fingers too. Yeah.
But not all fingers. Some people go too aggressively with their fingers. Yeah. I like fingers to go slow at first. Light fingers. You know, like do you know where the G-spot? Usually, Michael, we've done a lot of shows on this too. And we've got a ton of blogs on our website about oral sex and cunnilingus and all that stuff. So... yeah, I just think also another reason, just get out of your head too. Don't like overthink it because if you're in tune with this woman and you're with her, she'll tell you, you'll know what feels good. And
communication.
You've been having sex for a while, I'm sure. Communication is a lubrication. That's all we got time for.
That's what it says on the wall.
It says on the wall.
It says it on the wall.
Yeah.
It's a good quote.
It's a good quote. We got quotes here. Joanna, thank you so much.
Oh, thank
you.
This is so fun. This is fun.
I know. I love it. You're going to come back more.
It's like we're having like a slumber party or
something. I know, right?
It's really fun.
Except for next time we'll like sleep over and do lap dances.
Yeah.
okay, so everyone check out JoannaAngelBurningAngel.com.
Yep. Come see me if you're in Vegas. Come to the Hustler Club on Halloween or on Sunday, October 30th. I'll be there.
I love it.
With different costumes.
You must have killer costumes.
I do. I've got some good costumes.
I love it. Okay, well, Joanna's going to be back, so this ain't your last rodeo here.
No, it's
okay, everyone, thank you so much for listening, and was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, guys, turn your volume down for the next minute. I need to tell the lady something. Go ahead, trust me. It's for your own good. All right, ladies, it's just us now. And I have news for you. Your guy loves to masturbate. Hey, it's natural, healthy, and necessary. Let him know that not only are you cool with it, but that you really want him to enjoy it too. Surprise him with the number one selling toy for men, the Fleshlight. Fleshlight's toys feel so real that they are truly the next best thing. They have models created for every preference you can think of. Models that are perfect for travel, and one of our favorites, the Quick Shot. It's an open-ended sleeve that we like to call the hand job helper. And don't think your guy is the only one who will benefit from a Fleshlight. Their famous stamina training unit is all about helping guys learn to last longer in bed. This is the gift that keeps on giving. So if you really want to turn him on with a Fleshlight. It'll be a surprise he won't forget. Just go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Fleshlight banner right now.